Experts say retaliatory strikes on Israel by Hezbollah were meant as a strategic counter to Israeli aggression in Lebanon and Iran. The Lebanese militant group launched hundreds of rockets and drones at Israel in response to the assassination of its commander, Haj Mohsen Saeed Mohsen, and attacks on southern Lebanon. Before the air assault, Israel's military struck Lebanon once again with about 100 jets in what they claim was a preemptive effort to thwart a much larger attack. This exchange is one of the biggest clashes in more than 10 months of border warfare, which has threatened to spread war throughout the broader Middle East region. Ian Parmeter, a research scholar at the Center of Arab and Islamic Studies, says the Hezbollah rocket attack was likely approved by their supporters in Iran, who have so far held back from retaliating themselves against Israeli attacks.
Iran, while it wanted to retaliate, did not want Israel's and the United States' retaliation to get out of hand, to start a major regional war, which could have had Israeli and US attacks on Iranian territory, and perhaps an attempt to destroy the Iranian nuclear program, which is deep underground. Iran didn't want that to get out of control, so it seems to have opted for using its proxy, Hezbollah, to launch an attack.